弟兄姐妹早上好。
Sister and brother, good morning.
我们很难得有一个周末是这样晴朗的天气。
And rarely we have a wonderful weather like this.
不过我们也感谢神，我们今年有充沛的雨水。
And so we want to thank God we have plenty of rain.
那么万物得到滋润。
So that can be really water the earth.
我们也期待这一年是一个丰收的一年。
So we hope this year is going to be an abundant year.
我想这是每个人的愿望，我们都希望世界是一个和平的。
And I think that's our wish. We want the peace.
但是在过去这3000-4000年的人类的历史的进程当中啊。
But however, the last 3400 years.
人类真正和平的年数啊，大概只有268年。
So there's only 268 years of peace.
即使在这所谓的和平的年代呢，也少不了一些的冲突。
And even though it looks like there was a peace, but there was a lot of conflicts.
我们知道在20世纪呢，人类有2次的世界大战。
And you know, in the 20th century, there are 2 world wars.
这2次世界大战的话，有人统计呢，大概有1亿人呢就死去了在战争中。
And actually, 1 billion people die in those 2 wars.
如果把人类历史当中那所有的战争都加起来，那么死亡的人数应该有超过10亿人哈。
And so, if we add all the people who die in those wars, probably there will be 10 billion people.
虽然我们现在没有世界大战
，And even though without the world war right now.
但是从第二次世界大战之后，我们看到世界上局部地区的冲突、局部的战争一直都有。
But however, even after World War II, the local conflicts continues.
那么特别是在这个911之后哈。
Especially after 911.
我们看到这个所谓战争的形式也改变了。
And even the formality of the war has changed.
不是国与国跟打仗。
And not necessarily the country fight with another country.
也不是军队在跟军队作战。
Well, military fighting was not a military.
乃是平民在攻击平民。
And this is just regular citizen against other citizens.
那么在我们知道过去这个星期在新西兰又有这个袭击清真寺的事情发生。
And so we heard about there was an attack in the mosque in New Zealand.
人类的和平真是一个不容易能够达到的。
It's very hard to achieve the world peace.
那么这种情况呢，实际上是跟我们人类的这个现状有关系的。
And so those are the conditions has to do with our human natures.
人类现在是被各种的仇恨、各种的情况分割开来的。
We are totally divided by all kinds of hatred.
那么这种情况呢，没有得到根本的改变。
So that will not have an eternal change.
我们也很难期望说世界的和平能够真正的达到。
So we will be almost impossible to achieve a world peace.
那么教会呢？教会能不能在这个时代，给这个时代，给这个世界有一个和平的信息
？Can church set an example that to resolve the human division?
那么教会能不能为这个世界提供一个和平的？
Can we provide a solution for the world peace?
所以今天我们就继续来看以弗所书的第二章。
So today we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 2.
那么以弗所书的第二章是整卷书里面核心的部分。
And so the chapter 2 actually is the center focus of the entire book.
因为它把整个书卷最根本的神学基础来列出来了。
And because the theological basis is in this chapter.
因为在第四章、第六章有很多的应用
，and chapter 4 to 6 have a lot of applications，
都是根据第二章所讲的这个基督救恩的真理来展开的。
So it's based on the chapter 2。
所以上一次我们讲到第二章第一节、第十一节
Last week we talked about Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11。
我们讲到保罗把神的救恩阐述的非常清楚。
And we talk about Paul as actually able to explain the God's salvation very clearly.
那么在接下来的这第二章的其余的经文里面
，And the rest of the verses，
保罗继续的讲 神的救恩在我们身上所产生的功效。
And he continued to talk about the wonderful benefits of salvation.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督的救恩的时候
And once we receive his salvation,
这个功效就应该在我们的身上就已经发动了。
We should have seen the result in ourselves.
所以我们应该自然而然的就享受这个结果。
And we should be able to benefit those results.
好。现在我们就来看一下这段经文。
And let's look this passage now.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开以弗所书第二章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第十一节到二十二节。
And chapter 11, I mean verse 11 to 22.
请大家跟我一起来读中文。
And we're going to, Pastor Chen is going to read Chinese.
那比安卡会带领大家一起来读英文。
I will read English.
以弗所书第二章十一节。到二十二节，以弗所书第二章十一节
，Ephesians chapter two, 11 to 22，
在新约圣经。好，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受隔离的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受隔离之人所起的。
I'm sorry. Yeah. And at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope of without God in the world.
Yeah. 我好像没有人跟比安卡一起读啊。就我们请读英文的跟比安卡一起来读哈。
We're so different versions.
Yeah, different. Oh, all right. Yeah, 大家用的不同的 version 哈，你用的什么？
The King James.
The King James. Okay. Yeah. 所以看来我们要统一一下哈。我有参加他们英文的主日学哈，他们有人用 NIV King James version， 我是用 NASB 的。
And so Pastor Chen actually attended the English Chinese school, and everybody used a different version of English Bible.
因为每一个英文的 version 都有它的特点。
And every version has a special characteristic.
NASB 的特点，它是对原文圣经的翻译，它是跟着原文圣经，是最忠实于原文的。
So New King James actually is New King James?
No, NASB.
actually really accurately translate the original.
Yeah, 好。那我们继续读第十二节，用中文读哈。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人。并且活在世上没有指望没有神。
So actually, I made a mistake. I did not read verse 11 earlier, so that's why people could not follow me.
Oh,
At the time, you were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
好，我们来读十三节哈。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血。已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off from being brought near by the blood of Christ.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself in our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇。就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinance, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, those making peace.
记在十字架上灭了冤仇。便借这十字架使两下归为一体与神和好了。
And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, therefore putting to death the enmity.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人也给那近处的人。
And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
这样我们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, both fellow citizens with the saints and member of the household of God.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己做房角石。
And having built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络得合适。渐渐成为主的圣殿
In whom the whole building being fitted together grow into a holy temple in the Lord
你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit
感谢主我们一起来读神的话语
And I just want to thank the Lord we can read God's words together
所以这段经文就讲到了当救恩能够实现的时候。
And this passage talk about what the salvation can accomplish.
神实际上是解决了我们人类这种被分割的一个大的问题。
And God actually can take care of the problem that we've been divided.
所以这个效果在我们身上是怎样的呢
？So what is the effects on us?
首先我们来看首先要了解我们现在人类被分割这个根源在哪里
And we gotta look at the roots of the conflict
Yeah 因为人类实际上被分割呀我们大概觉得是有下面几种现象
And there's a probably possible causes of the conflict
一种人类是被语言分割
And one is divided by language
人类是被宗教来分割
And possible by religion
人类是因为有不同的文明我们被分割
and by civilization or culture
人类是因为种族的原因我们被分割
and can be divided by the race
所以因这些个不同我们就有了分别
and because of difference so there's a difference
因为有了分别我们就有了争执
and because of difference so we have a fight
因为有这些争执于是就有了这些仇恨
and so because of the fight so we have a hatred
我们知道911事件就是这种文明跟宗教这种冲突到了一个顶峰的时候爆发的结果
and so 911 result of the height of the hatred
所以一切源于人的一个自私的欲望
they all came from very selfish desire
所以是因为人跟神的关系扭曲了之后
Because the God and man and the relationship with God being twisted,
那么人跟世界的关系、自然的关系、跟人的关系都开始发生改变。
So they all changed with the relationship with man and the world.
所以不但世界没有和平
，So there's no peace in the world.
国家内部也没有和平
，And so the country have no peace.
那我们看到美国现在这个情况，两个政党这样吵来吵去。就是没有和平。
And even look at United States, that the two, the Republican and the
Democrat,
they constant fighting.
也不但这个国家里内部没有和平，家庭里也没有和平。你发现都是在那里哈有争执。
And so even the families, there's no peace.
可是人的内心呢？关键是人的内心没有平安。
Because we have no inner peace.
所以有人说。我们科学技术发展能不能解决这个问题
Do you think that technology can actually resolve those problems?
我们现在的科学技术是发展很快了
And we have very technology advancement right now
那跟一百年前那是完全不能相比的
Totally you cannot compare from 100 years ago
可以说一百年前的人想象不到我们现在是这样的一个发展
100 years ago those people cannot fathom what the technology advancement
但是并没有能够解决人类被分割被仇恨所隔绝的这种状态
but they cannot resolve the problem with our division
我们知道现在我们的资讯很发达
and so the technology is really advanced
yeah 所以在地球那边发生的事情我们很快在这边就会知道
If something happened on the end of the other side of the world immediately the other part of the world will find out immediately
但是人类的距离并不是被拉近了反而被拉远了
but actually the gap it became even further apart
我们知道 我们现在很多人的接触啊，用了很多这种电子信息的接触，人与人之间面对面的这个沟通啊跟交流啊反而受到了阻碍哈。
Even we have a social media, we have those advanced technology, but the human interaction actually is less than before.
有人做过一个实验哈。
And somebody has to do have done a test.
他说做个实验的两个人他去做比较。
And so they would do a test, they compare two people.
一个人说呢，他就决定一个月他不出门。
And so one person decided that he's not going to leave the house for 1 month.
他说可以不可以？
And
is that, 他这样生活下去。
Do you think he can live like that for 1 month?
另外一个人说呢，他一个月他不用手机跟电脑，所有的电子东西他不用，他看看能不能活下去。
And the other person said he just decided not to use the smartphone or computer for 1 month.
结果这个人呢，真的试着他一个月不出门，他没有问题的。
And so the person who did not go out of the house for 1 month, he was fine.
所有的事情都可以在家里做的。
Because he can do everything at home.
你上班都可以在家里做。
So he can work at home.
哎，你不需要去买东西，然后东西可以送到你家里来。
You don't need to go shopping. They were delivered to you.
所以都可以网购。
So everything can be you can buy online.
但是真的是有的时候，现在你不用这种电子资讯的话，你发现没有办法跟人家联系了。
But if you do not use those technology, you cannot contact with people.
所以。科学技术本身并不是个坏的事情。
But the technology advancement is not a bad thing.
但是它不能解决我们人类最根本的需要。
But they cannot resolve our basic needs.
所以人与人之间的关系啊，并没有得到根本的解决。
So the people's interaction did not resolve.
所以我前几天看到有一个新闻哈。
And so I read a news.
讲到说日本有一个男生呢，他呢结婚呢哈。他不是跟一个人结婚。
And talk about this Japanese man actually got married, but he did not marry a human being.
他是跟个动漫人物结婚。
He married anime.
哇，现在这个跟谁结婚的这个情况都太复杂了。
And even marry someone, the marriage becomes very complicated.
当然，法律上并不承认。
And even though law did not permit this marriage.
我不知道大家有没有看到这新闻啊
？Did you read that news?
有看到哈。因为他那个动漫人物就他觉得很好，因为他一到家那个人就给他鞠躬啊，然后问候他，然后说你辛苦啦，回家啦，这样。
So this is a virtual reality, so it's created. So when he goes home, this man goes home, and the virtual reality actually will bow to him and welcome home and all that.
所以我们当觉得人跟人接触太困难的时候，就接受这种情况，这个。肯定不会跟你吵架的哈。
And so even though we have a lot of difficulty in interaction with other people, but with
this, 对你有什么要求哈。
And this virtual reality is not going to fight with you or have any request from you.
但不是一个真正的人与人之间的关系。
But this is not true relationship with a human.
所以当教会是在这样一个世界的环境的情况下。
So when church lives in this kind of world,
教会能不能够有和睦跟平安
？Can church have the peace and harmony？
我们所传的信息，我们所传的福音，就是一个平安的信息，一个和平的福音。
When we preach the gospel, when we preach the message, it is a peace.
但是教会是在这个世界里生存的哈。
But church lives in this world.
所以我们很难不受到周围世界的影响。
It's very hard to escape from this this surrounding.
所以当我们来到教会的时候我们人与人之间的那种张力跟并不会消失的。
And so when we come to church, the tension does not diminish.
特别是我们来自不同的地方。
Especially we came from all the background.
我们使用不同的语言。
We use different languages.
然后我们有不同的习惯。
And we have different habits.
我们有着不同的思维的背景跟做事的方式。
And we have a different way to think about things and do things.
当来到教会里面的时候
When we come to church
很自然我们会有不同的这种意见和有一定的这种冲突
And naturally we will have a different opinions about things and possible conflicts
怎么样处理这些
How do we take care of those things
就是我们教会怎么样这个世界上做一个见证
And that's how the church can have a testimony
所以教会应当能够活出这样的见证
And church should live those kind of testimony
这样的话我们才能向外面的世界证明说这个福音的能力在哪
And so we can show others that, the power of salvation.
所以这个需要我们来努力的。
And so we need to really work hard.
你知道我们华人有很多的好的传统。
And Chinese have a lot of wonderful traditions.
那么我们比较, 吃苦耐劳。
And we work hard.
比较重视教育,
and we focus on education.
重视家庭观念,
and we really care about the family relationship.
但是华人传统当中也有一些不太好的东西,
and a lot of traditions have something not very good.
我不知道你同意不同意,
I don't know if you agree or not.
华人不太团结,
and you know Chinese people are not very does not have a unity.
跟我们的历史有关系,
and they have something to do with our history,
也跟政治有关系,
and have to do with our politics.
所以到一个教会里面的话, 有的人是从台湾来的, 有的是从, 中国大陆来的, 有的是从东南亚来的。
And so when you go to church, there are people from Taiwan, from mainland China, or from Asia.
那我们还有一些是在美国, 啊, 这样出生长大的。
And some people are ABCs.
所以呢, 我们有 各种不同的政治观念,
and there's a different kind of political ideas.
你知道台湾来的弟兄姐妹, 知道台湾分什么蓝的跟绿的,
and
啊,
so people from Taiwan, you know, there's a politics, there's a green and blue.
那么呢, 其实还有红的, 啊,
and there's something that talk about red as well.
那么共产党就是红的, 啊,
and communists are red.
那么蓝的就是国民党的, 啊,
the blue is nationalist.
那么绿的呢, 就是民进党的,
and the green, 民进党是,
Democratic Progressive.
Yeah,
所以当我们有这些不同的背景来到一起的时候,
so when we came from all kind of different backgrounds together,
我们怎么样能够和平相处?
How can we live in harmony?
如果不好好的去, 我们真的去努力的话,
if we don't work hard enough,
所以教会有纷争就是很常见的事情。
So the church conflict is very common.
甚至教会分裂都是有可能。
And sometimes even lead to a split.
我想你们大概有可能就听说过这样的事。
I'm sure you probably have heard church split.
甚至你们本身都可能经历过这样的事。
Even though there's a possibility we have experienced ourselves.
怎么样我们才有能力去克服这些?
How can we overcome those issues?
这个是我们传统的一个概念。
And this is our traditional concept.
我不知道大家是不是会常读那个金庸的武侠小说。
And have you ever read the martial novel by Jin Yong?
我不知道你们这些讲英文的懂不懂武侠小说。
Do you understand the martial art novels?
你知道武侠小说有一个特点。
And there's a special characteristic of a martial art novel.
所有的主线就是什么? 报仇。
And all the theme is talking about revenge.
这个深深地埋在我们的文化当中。
And so deeply is in our hearts.
我的师父被他给杀死了, 让师父临死之前说, 你给我报仇啊。
So even my master killed by someone, then before he died, he said, you have to revenge.
这个爸爸被这个仇人给杀死了, 然后死之前跟儿子说, 儿子你一定要为我报仇啊。
So the father was killed by another person before he died. He said, told his son, you have to revenge.
这个后代就很惨。 他整个其余的人生就是一个目标，什么？报仇。
So the sons and the disciples, their only goal of their life is to revenge.
我们有报仇的这个概念。
And we have this concept of revenge.
但是很少有这种宽恕和接纳包容的。
And very rarely we'll forgive and willing to accept.
但是这是正正是我们基督教福音的核心。
But that is extremely the essence of a church, is the harmony.
弟兄姐妹,
sister and brothers,
我们怎么在教会里面能够活出耶稣基督的福音?
How can we live gospels?
我们怎么能够逃离这个魔咒?
How can we escape this curse?
那么就是这段经文所告诉我们。
And this is what the pastor tells us.
好,我们首先来看这段经文,
and so let's look at this passage.
这段经文首先讲的是 人类分割的原因是什么? 就是我们与神的隔绝。
And so the reason that why we have been divided because we have away from Christ.
所以从第11节到第13节,
so from verse 11 to 13,
保罗又再一次去比较, 你们得救前的光景是怎么样? 你们得救后的光景是怎么样?
So Paul continues to compare what were you before salvation, what were you are now after salvation.
那么在第二章, 这个前半部分, 保罗就做过这样的比较。
And so Paul has already made the comparison in the early in the first part of our verses.
前面的比较是说你的罪 生活在一个罪恶的光景。
And talk about why you were living in sin.
那么这里的比较强调说，你以前的状态是跟神的一个隔绝。
And the what happened before is because you have a broken relationship with God.
这里保罗特别提醒教会中的非犹太人的信徒。
And so he's reminding the people who are non Jewish Christians.
说你们有五个方面，以前你们没有信主是没有的情况。
And so there's a five condition that you were living before you receive salvation.
你们没有基督。
And you have no Christ.
你们不是选民。
And you're not the chosen people.
而且呢，你们是局外人。
And so you're outsider.
而且呢，你们呢，没有指望。
And you have no hope.
你们没有上帝。
And you have no God.
然后，你们现在的光景是怎样？
And so what are your condition now?
所以这里保罗这个强调啊，是针对当时教会的情况而言。
And so Paul is talking to the people who the condition of the church at that time.
因为我们知道，初期教会第一开始都是犹太人的信徒。
And early church is the old Jewish believers.
但是教随着福音的传播的话，特别是在以弗所这个地方，很多的都不是犹太人的信徒。
And after the gospel spread, then there will be more Gentile become Christians.
所以圣经里这里讲十一节讲到外邦人，就是指这些非犹太人的信徒。
And so we want to talk about those verse 11, talk about those Gentile believers.
怎么样这些让犹太人的信徒跟非犹太人的信徒可以和平的相处。
How can the Jewish believers get along with the non-Jewish believers?
保罗这里讲了很关键的一点。
And so there is one critical point.
那么就是你们的和睦是基于你们在基督里面与神的关系。
So it's the harmony comes through Christ.
所以你们从前是怎样？
What were you before?
你们现在是怎样？
What are you now?
所以让我们有一颗感恩的心。
So let's have a thanksgiving heart.
所以教会里和睦的根本呢，就是说我们来到教会，我们是不是有一个感恩的心。
And foundation of harmony is do we have the heart of thankfulness.
如果我们觉得我们有权利，
And you feel we have this right,
而不是神给我们的这个恩典的话，
And it's not the grace God gave to us.
很多的时候就是问题就出在这个地方。
And so very often the problem comes from that.
所以保罗提醒我们应该有一个感恩的态度。
And Paul reminds us that we need to have a thanksgiving heart.
特别注意大家看十一节。
And so let's look at verse 11.
这十一节呢讲到说，所以你们应当纪念。
And so he said, therefore remember.
这个你们本身是个强调。
So here, the you is emphasis.
那么十三节，你们从前远离神。
And you talk about also you once were far away.
这个你们这里也是个强调。
And so you also emphasize you again.
怎么是强调呢？
What is the emphasis?
我们读中文圣经或英文圣经，你可能读不出来的。
And you might not able to read it from the Chinese or the English Bible.
因为希腊文跟英文不太一样。
And the Greek translations of Greek is a little bit different than the English.
所以它一般是没有主语的。
And does not have a subject.
它的动词的词尾的变化告诉你主语是第一人称还是第二人称。
So the grammar, the Greek, able to tell you the first person and the...
Yeah, 这是词尾，动词的词尾。
Okay.
The
verb, 词尾。
Suffix.
Suffix, okay. Okay.
Yeah. 所以呢，当他把这个主语哈放在你地方的时候。
So when they put a suffix there,
我们就知道当放的 subject 那么这就强调了。
So that is where the emphasis is.
所以保罗这里强调你们，你们。
So he emphasized you and you.
知道你们以前是怎样。
And what were you before?
然后这里面还有一个同样类型的强调。
And there's another emphasis here.
那是在十四节。
And it's in verse 14.
因他使我们和睦。
Because for himself is our peace.
那么英文的翻译就是跟这个希腊文是一样，它实际上他就是我们的和睦。
He is our peace.
他是谁？
Who is he?
基督。
Christ.
基督就是我们的和睦。
Christ is our peace.
因为基督把我们连在了一起。
Because Christ brings us together.
当我们与基督联合的时候，
So we reconcile with Christ.
这个就是我们彼此和睦的一个基石。
And so we two became a one. That's the foundation.
所以第十四节我们来看说因他使我们和睦
For he himself is our peace
将两下合而为一
Who have made the two one
把犹太人跟非犹太人连在了一起
So bring the Jewish and non-Jewish together
拆毁了中间隔断的墙
And destroy the barrier
拆毁了中间隔断的墙
Destroy the barrier
我喜欢中文的翻译它叫 wall
Destroy the wall
你有没有听见最近有人要建墙的
And you have heard about
要修墙对不对
Who wants to build the wall
所以当他要修墙的时候
And this person who want to build the wall.
以前有过柏林墙，对不对？
And in the past, there's a Berlin wall.
墙的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the wall?
就要隔开。
Is to divide.
所以当这个教皇访问墨西哥的时候
So when the Pope visited Mexico.
他就跟我们这个川普总统这个隔着这个边界就向他喊话。
So he was calling Trump out.
说你不应该修墙，你应该建桥，哈。
So you should not build the wall, you should build the bridge.
Yeah. 所以我们就知道说，当教皇这样讲的话，他的概念从哪里来？就是从这段经文来。
So why Pope say that? Because this is coming from this passage.
这些隔断的东西 ，barrier 或者是墙或者什么，这个都是这个世界因为我们跟神隔绝所造成的。
And so those are why we're building the wall is to divide is that because we have broken relationship with Christ.
当我们跟基督联合的时候
When we reconcile with Christ,
所有的这些都已经被拆掉
All the wall and the barrier will be destroyed.
所以不论我们是一个什么样的背景跟状态
And it doesn't matter where we came from and what's our background.
我们合一的基础是在耶稣基督里
And the harmony comes through the union with Christ.
所以这个是教会合一的基础啊。
And so this is the foundation of our harmony in church.
所以当我们有这个基础的时候
When we have this foundation,
教会的和睦就成为可能。
So it's possible to have a harmony in church.
这个取决于我们怎么去理解这个救恩。
And it really depends how we understand the salvation.
所以这是世界和平人类和平的一个基础
So this is the foundation of world peace and human peace
所以以前有一个宣教士
And there's a missionary
他的名字叫 Richardson
And his name is Richardson
他跑到这个新圭亚那这个地方去传福音
So he went to New Ghana to share the gospel
那么到了一个部落里面跟他们去讲福音
So when he go to the tribe to talk about gospel
那么他试了很久
He tried for many years
都没有人信主
And nobody accept Christ
那些人都很嘲笑他
And so they teased him
他跟他们讲圣经的故事讲这个救恩的道理他们听不懂
So when he talk about Bible story and also the salvation they didn't understand
他们觉得这个新约里面这犹大应该是英雄
And so for those tribe people They think the Judah Ash is a hero
这个耶稣怎么把这事情搞得很乱耶稣应该有问题
And they think it's something wrong with Jesus Because Jesus seems actually kind of messed up
后来这个宣教士想到一个办法怎么去跟他们讲福音
So later this missionary thought about a way to talk about the gospel
因为当地呢有一个习俗
And there's a tradition in that tribe
当他们不同的部落去打仗的时候
So when they're fighting among the tribes
他们要要和平的时候怎么办呢
And if they decide to have a peace What are they going to do
他们就是有一个方式有一个仪式
And there's a ceremony
怎么保证说你的部落跟我的部落我们不再打仗我们和平呢
How can we guarantee that we'll have a peace without fighting
他们就是交换自己的孩子
So they were exchange child
所以把这个部落的孩子交给另外一个部落
So the children were sent to the children were sent to another tribe
所以另外一个部落的孩子交给他们
Then another tribe the children will come to this tribe
这样就保证两个部落呢就彼此有信任
So they will have a build a trust among the two tribes So they will no longer fight
所以这个孩子呢他们就叫 peace child
And so those children are called 平安的孩子
所以当这个宣教士知道他们有这个习俗的时候就开始用这个办法跟当地的人去传福音
So the missionary knows that this is a special tradition So he uses this way to talk about gospel
因为这个就是他们的文化习俗
Because that is their culture, their tradition
他们一下子就理解到了
And then they immediately understand
哦，原来神是这样跟我们和解的
And that's how God wanted to reconcile with us
神把他自己的儿子赐给了我们
So God has sent his own son to us
使我们可以认识他
So we can know him to accept him
所以弟兄姐妹我们 必须要理解救恩在我们身上发生功效所造成的这个自然而然的结果。
So we really got to understand what happened when we received salvation and then the result of it.
因为这个就是我们彼此和睦的一个基础。
And so this is the foundation of the harmony.
所以当教会弟兄姐妹在一起的时候
So when we're sisters and brothers get together,
我们可能都有不同的政治的理念
We have a different kind of political view.
但是我们要学习怎么样彼此的尊重
And so we have to learn how to respect each other.
那么在教会里面就是包括美国的政治也是一样
And even including American the politics.
那我不知道我们当中很多人的政治观念是怎么样
I have no idea what's your political view.
我知道有些教会很多人是支持这个川普总统的
I know there are a lot of churches who support Trump.
那么有些呢是反对这个川普总统
And there are many are also post Trump.
双方的立场还是都很坚持自己的
And they're over insist their ideas.
那我认识一个美国教会的牧师
I know this American pastor.
他是在比较这个乡下一点的地方
He lives in more rural area.
Yeah, 他教会里的所有的会友都是支持川普总统
And all the church members all support Trump.
可是他自己对川普总统是有些看法
But he's not too crazy about Trump.
所以我们要学习怎么样哈？我们不是说在教会里面要自己去为政治的立场去彼此的争执。
And so we do not need to have a conflict because we have a different political side.
我们知道怎么样让彼此之间我们去留地步。
And so we need to 留地步
give a space.
Give a room and space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
所以因为这种事情啊是分割我们的。
And those kind of things actually would divide us.
我们要学习怎么样去彼此的尊重
And so we really need to learn how to respect
这些冲突无非是这些立场观点意见的问题
And those are conflict actually result of the different ideas and how our concepts
我们知道我们的合一的基础在哪里
But we know what's our base of the harmony
那么我们也应该知道说我们怎么样能够彼此的努力能够达到教会的合一
So we need to really work hard to preserve the unity of the church.
所以教会的合一并不是说教会的意见都是一致的
And so church harmony does not mean that we all agree with each other.
所以合一不是单一
And unity is not just oneness.
单一怎么翻译哈会比较更贴切一些哈就是说不是说你大家都听我的哈。
So it's not everybody just listen to mine.
我说要支持这个总统候选员你们都要支持这个人。
So if I want to support this presidential candidate, you all have to support me.
Yeah, 我们知道说怎么样去彼此的尊重。
We learn how to respect each other.
我们知道说怎么样能够一起的合作。去能够把我们的分歧能够解决掉。
And we learn how to work together to dissolve the differences.
所以中国有句俗话叫家和万事兴。
And in Chinese there's a saying that family harmony leads to prosperity.
所以呢将和睦的时候我们才能兴旺。
And when there's a harmony, then we'll prosper.
所以呢教会要想兴旺就要力争和睦。
So when church, if we want to grow, we have to have a harmony.
可能，哎，有人，是不是大家都同意我这个说法
？Do you agree what I said?
家和万事兴。
And the family harmony will lead to prosperity.
可能有人不同意。
Maybe some of you disagree.
也说不定不和睦，我们也照样兴旺哈。
And so even disharmony may also have prosperity.
有可能的。
There's a possibility.
圣经里有一个故事。
And in the Bible, there's a story.
我们知道圣经里有一个家庭啊
And there's a family in the Bible
这个人的名字他这个家庭一家之主名他的名字叫雅各
And so is Jacob
他娶了两个太太
He had married two wives
这两个太太是姐妹
And they're two sisters
亲姐妹
And they're true sisters
你说他们应该和平相处吧
And so they probably should get along
偏偏不是
But on the contrary they're not
他们两个都不和平相处的
They did not live in harmony
两个人在那争宠
And they were fighting for his attention
两个人在那比赛
And they were trying to compete with each other
你生一个儿子他也要生但是拉杰利亚生了儿子拉杰他不生育对不对
And so Leah had many children but Rachel did not have any
我们看到圣经里讲他们有很多的 这种挣扎。
So they were fighting quite a bit.
所以这个家庭呢，也是越来越。越膨胀哈。
And so actually the family started to grow.
我们知道雅各有了十二个儿子，后来有了以色列的十二个宗派嘛。
So that was the Jacob had 12 sons and then have 12 tribes later.
这个家也是蒙神的祝福。
It was very blessed by the God.
但是当你不和睦的时候。
But when there's a disharmony.
神的目的照样可以达到。
But God can continue to achieve his goal.
但是你生活在当中，你有没有享受神的祝福啊？
But when you are living in that condition, did you really enjoy God's blessing? No.
你是在那里煎熬啊。
And so it was really a suffering.
所以圣经把这故事告诉我们。
And so God used that story.
我们要享受神的祝福。
If we want to really enjoy God's blessing.
享受神的同在。
And the God's presence.
所以呢，我们就要彼此的。
And we need to learn how to get along.
所以这里呢，我想特别提醒大家。
I really want to remind you.
不是一个很大的教会。
Even though we are not a very big church.
和睦是很重要的。
But harmony is extremely important.
以前呢，我在教会碰到一个姐妹，这个人挺大大咧咧的哈。
And so I met this sister in church. She's kind of go with the flow type of person.
Yeah.但是呢，他有一次他跟我讲的话，我觉得是很有哎，这个姐妹居然是很有智慧哈。
And so one time when she told me something, I found that she has a lot of wisdom.
因为说，她说在教会里面呢，她就很注意跟其他姐妹的关系。
And she really care pay attention to the relationship with other sisters.
其实那个教会挺大，几百人，四五百人。
It was a very big church, has a few hundred people.
她说，因为呢，我要在这个教会待，我。可能要待一生都在这个教会里面。
I may stay at church for the rest of my life.
所以呢，她尽量不要跟人家去把关系搞僵。
So she tried to avoid the conflict.
她说搞僵了就很难过。
And so it will be difficult if you don't have a good relationship.
教会。
I don't want to leave the church.
然后我们每天还要见面。
And we still need to see people.
她觉得 personal, 她就觉得说这。
And so she feels strongly about that. That was not very good.
尽力要与人和睦。
So she tried very hard, tried to get along with people.
我想这是很有智慧。
And that's a lot of wisdom.
我们不是个很大的教会 ，slow 这个地方也不是个很大的地方。
We don't have a big church. It's not slow. It's not a big area.
所以说呢，大家几乎是华人就这么点，然后几乎是所。Everybody knows everybody, huh?
So there's so many Chinese people in this area, so everyone knows everyone.
所以呢，我们。尽量啊，尽量要与人和睦。
So we try our the unity with everyone.
彼此要给对方留地步。
And try to really give people space.
所以我们是个小的教会。
You know, although it's a small church.
但是没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
我们可以让这个教会 small but lovely.
And even 虽然很小，但是非常可爱。
但是如果我们不好好与彼此相处的话
But if we don't get along,
我们就可以把这个教会变成 small and ugly
会变得 又小又丑
所以这个决定是我们大家每一个人所要
So that decision is yours
所以我希望我们教会有一个风气
And so I know we need this atmosphere
Yeah 那么不光是说牧师在这里讲合一
And it's not only the pastor talk about harmony and unity
不光是执事要讲合一
And not the deacon talk about it
那么合一的责任是我们每一个人
But this unity concept is come from every one of us
因为你知道分割是来自于魔鬼
And division coming from evil
和睦是来自于基督
Harmony is coming from Christ
所以当你听见不和谐的声音的时候
And when you hear disharmony voice
我希望我们当中的每一个人都做一个和平的使者。
I want you to every one of us to become peacemaker.
Yeah, peacemaker. 哎，所以你去做什么，把它化解掉的那个工作。
And so to do something to diminish or dissolve the conflict.
你如果听见有不和谐的声音的时候
，If you hear something is not very harmonized,
千万别做那个火上浇油的。
And don't become add more inflammatory.
或者是故意在挑来挑去，事情闹本来小的让你搞大了。
Or add a fuel to the fire.
可能你不是故意的哈。
And maybe you don't mean it.
但是你要脑子里面清楚。你要做和睦的工作
And you gotta remember you gotta to be a peacemaker
因为这是神所交托我们每一个人
And God has entrust us to do it
所以我们每一个人都做和睜的工作
If we all do the peacemaker
那么魔鬼他就没有空隙可以钻的了
So the devil will have no opportunity to use us.
这是一个蒙神祝福的事情。
And so this is very blessed by the God.
所以我们看到说今天这段经文保罗就告诉我们和睦的基础在哪里。
And so Paul has to tell us what is the foundation of the peace.
所以教会要想和睦是建立在耶稣基督的身上。
And so the church, if we want to have harmony, is based on Christ.
这个是解决这个世界问题的一个钥匙。
And that is the key of resolve the conflict.
所以我们看这世界纷纷扰扰，这种争执分割，这种冲突是不会停止的。
And you know those conflicts between the country, the cultures, and race will never stop.
因为耶稣基督是唯一的答案。
And Jesus Christ is the only answer.
所以教会应当给这个世界做一个美好的见证。
So church has to give a wonderful testimony to the world.
特别是像我们华人教会。
Especially this Chinese church.
我们使用不同的语言。
And we use different languages.
我们有不同的背景。
We have different backgrounds.
那么我们有不同的这种文化的习俗。
We have a different culture and the traditions.
那么当我们来到一起的时候。
And we come together.
我们如果能有一个合一的见证。
And we have a good testimony of the harmony.
那就是我们传福音的最好的一个办法。
And this is the best way to preach the gospel.
因为你人家来到教会都是说，哎，我喜欢这个教会，因为这个教会怎么样？充满了爱心，对不对？
And so when people come to church, people say, I really like the church because the church is filled with love.
看到大家彼此相爱。
And because people love each other.
不会有人来教会说，我就喜欢你们教会。
And nobody will say, well, I just like your church.
我喜欢你们吵吵闹闹。
I love you guys to have a dispute and quarrel.
多热闹啊，你们。
And wow, how exciting to watch you to do that.
彼此风波啊，吵架，彼此对攻啊。我喜欢这个地方。
And people attack you. I love this church.
没有人。
And nobody like that.
大家一看这句话都跑光了。
And people escape.
哪会喜欢这种地方？
And nobody want that.
Yeah. 所以呢，这个是给我们一个提醒。
And so therefore, this is a remind of all the Christians.
有一个寓言的故事哈。
And there's a fable.
我想大家肯定都听过。
And you probably heard it before.
你小时候都听过，这叫狐狸分肉。
And so you heard about it's actually the fox trying to divide the meat.
这个讲到说有两只小狗哈。
And there's two dogs.
他们抢到一块肉，然后彼此在那争执，说这个肉应该属于谁的。
So they have found a piece of meat, so they decided that they were argue who this piece of meat belong to.
结果这狐狸看见。
And so the fox saw that.
狐狸就馋了。
So this fox was really greedy.
他有办法怎么把这肉搞到手。
And he has a way, he want to get this.
他说你们俩别吵了，我来帮助你们俩分。
And he said, don't fight anymore, I'll help you to divide the meat.
很简单，把这个肉分两块。
And so let's just divide the meat to two slices.
一块，他一块。
And one belongs to this dog, and the other slice belongs to the other one.
这两个小狗一听说，嘿，有道理啊。
And so the two dogs said, oh yeah, that makes sense.
那你帮我们分吧。
And so how about you divide it for us?
所以呢，这狐狸就把这个肉分成两块。
So the fox actually divided the meat to two pieces.
然后这狗说，这个其中一条狗说，不对呀，这两块不一样，这块多，这块少。
And the two dogs say, no, this is two pieces of meat. Actually, it's not equal. One's bigger, the other one's smaller.
狐狸说，没有问题。
And so the fox said, no problem.
他就在那个大块那肉咬了一口。
So he ate a big chunk from the bigger piece.
你看怎么样现在？
So look at now.
那个小狗不乐意了，说这现在这块变大，那块变小了。
So the yellow dog said, "Now this one, now this piece is bigger, the other one smaller."
于是狐狸找那块肉咬了一口，你看那个怎么样
？And so the fox actually bite another big chunk of the meat.
三下两去二的话，这个两块肉就变成那么小块了。
And so after a few times, the old meat become very very small.
终于这两个小狗不再说哪块更大了。
So those two dogs never complain anymore because
狐狸抹抹它嘴，摇摇它尾巴，行了，我分好了，你们吃吧，我走了。
So the fox was very happy because he ate a big chunk of meat and he left.
这两小狗一看它面前这两块肉啊，非常非常小的。
And the two dogs left with the two very small piece of meat.
这个故事告诉我们，我们彼此相争的话，得利的不是我们相争的人哈，而是其他的人。
And so we can tell that if we fight, and when third party is going to benefit.
Yeah, 所以呢，当教会里面彼此相争得利的是谁呀？
And so if we fight in the church, who is going to be benefit?
是魔鬼呀。
The
因为他的目的就是要怎么样去攻击教会，毁坏教会。
And his purpose is to attack church and destroy church.
所以这个预言是个西方的预言故事，其实我们中文里面也有类似的哈。
And so this is a English fable. In Chinese, we have a similar.
有一个成语叫鹬蚌相争，渔翁得利。
And there is another one, a fable talk about those two clams that try to fight, and then the fishermen benefit.
你看，这种智慧存在于不同的文化。
So you know, you can see the wisdom exists in different cultures.
愿神祝福我们的教会。
So I really wish the God really bless our church.
愿神祝福我们教会的每一个人。
And to bless every one of us in church.
我们要成为一个和平的使者。
And we have to become ambassador of peace.
叫 peacemaker.
And peacemaker.
但是我们不要成为那个 troublemaker.
And don't become 一个专门捣蛋鬼。
愿神祝福我们。
And God bless us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
你将你的话语赐给我们，让我们明白你借着你的儿子耶稣基督所成就这美好的救恩。
And you have given the word to us that you have through Jesus Christ to complete this wonderful salvation.
有和平的福音传给我们。
And there's a peace, the gospel of peace is given to us.
是和睦是在耶稣基督的身上。
Then the peace is coming is in Christ.
愿我们都与耶稣基督在灵里面联合。
So we reconcile with Christ in spirit.
愿我们竭尽全力维护教会的合一。
We make every effort that to have a unity in church.
为的是荣耀主你的名。
Is to glorify your name.
我们谢谢你祝福我们的教会。
And we just want to thank you to bless our church.
也愿你在我们所做一切的事上得着荣耀。
To everything we do that you will be glorified.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.